Lent, Week 2, Tuesday, Readings. Lord, open our lips, and we shall praise your name. Christ the Lord was tempted and suffered for us. Come, let us adore him. Come, ring out our joy to the Lord. Hail the God who saves us. Let us come before him giving thanks. With songs let us hail the Lord. A mighty God is the Lord, a great King above all gods. In his hand are the depths of the earth, the heights of the mountains are his. To him belongs the sea, for he made it, and the dry land shaped by his hands. Come in, let us bow and bend low, let us kneel before the God who made us. For he is our God, and we, the people who belong to his pasture, the flock that is led by his hand. Oh, that today you would listen to his voice. Harden not your hearts as at Meribah, as on that day at Massa in the desert, when your fathers put me to the test, when they tried me, though they saw my work. For 40 years I was wearied of these people, and I said, their hearts are astray, these people do not know my ways. Then I took an oath in my anger, never shall they enter my rest. And glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Christ the Lord was tempted and suffered for us. Come, let us adore him. O God of truth and Lord of power, whose word their course to things assigns, whose splendour lights the morning hour, whose fiery sun at noonday shines, within us quench the flames of strife, the harmful heat of passion quell, give health of body to our life, and give true peace of soul as well. In this most loving Father hear, and Christ co-equal Son, our prayer, with Holy Ghost one Trinity, you reign for all eternity. Commit your life to the Lord, and he will act on your behalf. Psalm 36. Do not fret because of the wicked, do not envy those who do evil, for they wither quickly like grass, and fade like the green of the fields. If you trust in the Lord and do good, then you will live in the land and be secure. If you find your delight in the Lord, he will grant you your heart's desire. Commit your life to the Lord, trust in him, and he will act, so that your justice breaks forth like the light, your cause like the noonday sun. Be still before the Lord, and wait in patience. Do not fret the man who prospers, a man who makes evil plots to bring down the needy and the poor. Calm your anger, and forget your rage. Do not fret, it only leads to evil, for those who do evil shall perish. The patient shall inherit the land. A little longer, and the wicked shall have gone. Look at his place, he is not there, but the humble shall own the land and enjoy the fullness of peace. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Commit your life to the Lord, and he will act on your behalf. Turn away from evil and do good. The Lord will support the just. Psalm 36 continued. The wicked man plots against the just and gnashes his teeth against him, but the Lord laughs at the wicked. He sees that his day is at hand. The sword of the wicked is drawn, his bow is bent to slaughter the upright. Their sword shall pierce their own hearts, and their bows shall be broken to pieces. The just man's few possessions are better than the wicked man's wealth, for the power of the wicked shall be broken, and the Lord will support the just. He protects the lives of the upright, their heritage will last for ever. They shall not be put to shame in evil days, in time of famine their food shall not fail. But all the wicked shall perish, and all the enemies of the Lord. They are like the beauty of the meadows, they shall vanish like smoke. The wicked man borrows without repaying, but the just man is generous and gives. Those blessed by the Lord shall own the land, but those he has cursed shall be destroyed.
The Lord guides the steps of a man and makes safe the path of one he loves. Though he stumble, he shall not fall, for the Lord holds him by the hand. I was young, and now I am old, but I have never seen the just man forsaken, nor his children begging for bread. All the day he is generous and lends, and his children become a blessing. Then turn away from evil and do good, and you shall have a home forever, for the Lord loves justice and will never forsake his friends. The unjust shall be wiped out forever, and the children of the wicked destroyed. The just shall inherit the land. There they shall live forever. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Turn away from evil and do good. The Lord will support the just. Wait for the Lord, keep to his way. Psalm 36 concluded. The just man's mouth utters wisdom, and his lips speak what is right. The law of his God is in his heart. His steps shall be saved from stumbling. The wicked man watches for the just and sees occasion to kill him. The Lord will not leave him in his power, nor let him be condemned when he is judged. Then wait for the Lord, keep to his way. It is he who will free you from the wicked, raise you up to possess the land, and see the wicked destroyed. I have seen the wicked triumphant, towering like a cedar of Lebanon. I passed by again, he was gone. I searched, he was nowhere to be found. See, the just man, mark the upright. For the peaceful man a future lies in store. But sinners shall all be destroyed. No future lies in store for the wicked. The salvation of the just comes from the Lord, their stronghold in time of distress. The Lord helps them and delivers them and saves them, for their refuge is in him. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Wait for the Lord, keep to his way.
Behold, now is the favourable time, this is the day of salvation. A reading from the book of Exodus, chapter 16. They set out from Elim, and all the congregation of the people of Israel came to the wilderness of Sin, which is between Elim and Sinai, on the 15th day of the second month after they had departed from the land of Egypt. And the whole congregation of the people of Israel murmured against Moses and Aaron in the wilderness, and said to them, Would that we had died by the hand of the Lord in the land of Egypt, when we sat by the flesh pots and ate bread to the full. For you have brought us out into this wilderness to kill this whole assembly with hunger. Then the Lord said to Moses, Behold, I will rain bread from heaven for you, and the people shall go out and gather a day's portion every day, that I may provide them, whether they will walk in my law or not. On the sixth day, when they prepare what they bring in, it will be twice as much as they gather daily. So Moses and Aaron said to all the people of Israel, At evening you shall know that it was the Lord who brought you out of the land of Egypt, and in the morning you shall see the glory of the Lord, because he has heard your murmurings against the Lord. For what are we, that you murmur against us? And Moses said, When the Lord gives you in the evening flesh to eat, and in the morning bread to the full, because the Lord has heard your murmurings which you murmur against him, what are we? Your murmurings are not against us, but against the Lord. And Moses said to Aaron, Say to the whole congregation of the people of Israel, Come near before the Lord, for he has heard your murmuring. And as Aaron spoke to the whole congregation of the people of Israel, they looked toward the wilderness, and behold, the glory of the Lord appeared in a cloud. And the Lord said to Moses, I have heard the murmurings of the people of Israel. Say to them, At twilight you shall eat flesh, and in the morning you shall be filled with bread. Then you shall know that I am the Lord your God. In the evening, quails came up and covered the camp, and in the morning dew lay round about the camp. And when the dew had gone up, there was on the face of the wilderness a fine flake-like thing, fine as hoarfrost on the ground. When the people saw it, they said to one another, What is it? For they did not know what it was. And Moses said to them, It is the bread which the Lord has given you to eat. This is what the Lord has commanded. Gather all of it, every man of you, as much as he can eat. You shall take an omer apiece, according to the number of the persons whom each of you has in his tent. And the people of Israel did so. They gathered, some more, some less. But when they measured it with an omer, he that gathered much had nothing over, and he that gathered little had no lack. Each gathered according to what he could eat. And the people of Israel ate the manna 40 years, till they came to the habitable land. They ate the manna till they came to the border of the land of Canaan. Responsory based on Wisdom 16. You gave your people the food of angels, sending them bread from heaven already prepared, containing every delight, satisfying every taste. It was not Moses who gave you bread from heaven, it is my Father who gives you the true bread from heaven, containing every delight, satisfying every taste. A reading from the Discourses of St. Augustine on the Psalms, on Psalm 140. I call upon you, O Lord, listen to my prayer. All of us can make this prayer. This is not merely my prayer, the entire Christ prays in this way. But it is made rather in the name of the body. We can say more than this, for when Christ was on earth, He prayed in his human flesh. He prayed to the Father in the name of the body. When he prayed, drops of blood streamed down from all over his body. We read in the Gospel, In great anguish he prayed more earnestly. His sweat was like drops of blood falling to the ground. Surely this bleeding of all his body is the death agony of all the martyrs of his church. I call upon you, O Lord, listen to my prayer, give ear to the voice of my supplication when I call to you. Did you think the work of crying out was finished when you prayed, I called upon you? You uttered your cry, but do not think you are now secure. If your tribulation is over, your crying ends. If your tribulation continues for the church, the body of Christ, until the end of time, let us not pray only, I call upon you, O Lord, listen to my prayer, but also give ear to the voice of my supplication when I call to you. Let my prayer be counted as incense before you, and the lifting up of my hands as an evening sacrifice. Every Christian recognizes that this is usually understood of the head himself. As the day was sinking down towards evening, the Lord, hanging on the cross, laid down his life to take it again. He did not lose his life against his will. We too were represented there. What hung upon the cross if not the humanity which he had taken from us? How could God the Father ever desert or abandon his only Son, when the Father and the Son are certainly one God? Christ nailed our weakness on the cross, where, as the Apostle says, our old self was crucified with him. So it was with the lips of this self of ours that Christ cried out, "My God, my God, why have you forsaken me?" That is the evening sacrifice, the passion of the Lord, the cross of the Lord, the offering of a saving victim, the whole burnt offering acceptable to God. That evening sacrifice produced, in his resurrection from the dead, a morning offering. When a prayer is sincerely uttered by a faithful heart, it rises as incense from the sacred altar. There is no scent more fragrant than that of the Lord. All who believe must possess this perfume. Our old self, the Apostle tells us, was crucified with him that the sinful body might be destroyed and we might no longer be enslaved to sin. Responsory from Galatians 2. I have been crucified with Christ. I live now not with my own life, but with the life of Christ who lives in me. I live now in faith, faith in the Son of God who loved me and sacrificed himself for my sake. I live now not with my own life, but with the life of Christ who lives in me. Let us pray. Watch over your church, Lord, with unfailing compassion. And since, left to ourselves, we are prone to evil, by your grace, turn us away from all that is harmful, and direct us into the way of salvation.
We make our prayer through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, God, for ever and ever. Amen. The Lord bless us and keep us, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. Let us praise the Lord. Thanks be to God.